Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Dragon and Turtle commentary. I'm your host, Ben, a.k.a. the Marvelous Iggy. Joining me once again is my partner and best friend, Mr. Dragon01. Dragon, say hi. And if you can't tell from the other voice, once again, part-time contributor for Dragon and Turtle commentaries, Mr. Kuhan. Kuhan, welcome to Looney Tunes, back in action.
Be very quiet. I'm commentating movies. That's not even... What voice is that?
That's you're doing Gollum. You're doing Gollum as if he's a Looney Tune.
No, I thought... I'm moving the motion. There.
Where's the kaboom? Okay, so this is my pick, and I wanted to do this one because I've been feeling nostalgic about Warner Brothers cartoons. Now, I don't know about you guys, I think I'm confident to say that our generation was possibly the last generation to grow up with these characters. As far as I know, they don't show either reruns or new stuff of the Looney Tunes characters.
There's a new Looney Tunes cartoon, isn't there?
Is there? Maybe it's just old. I'm not aware of it. But, like, I don't think the Looney Tunes are in as the public consciousness as, say, they were even when this movie came out.
Right. I think there is a new Looney Tunes cartoon that I'm trying to find out about, but obviously it's not as prevalent as they... there was one that ran from 2011 to 2014 on Cartoon Network.
Okay.
With Kristen Wiig as the voice of Lola Bunny.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I remember seeing that. But obviously this is taking sort of the Space Jam, and there was and I guess Rocky Bullwinkle was also made at the same time, where it's basically taking... Well, also the Roger Rabbit, too, where, like...
Right, Roger Rabbit really started it.
Yeah, but this is more... This is not a crime noir movie. This right. is a straight-up comedy.
Well, yeah, is Space Jam.
Yes.
There's a currently running show called Wabbit, a Looney Tunes production that has the Looney Tunes in it as well.
Hmm, okay.
Lethal Weapon Babies.
With Dee Bradley Baker awful. As Daffy Duck, who I believe is also the one who plays it in this movie... No, he did it in Space Jam.
So I wanted to ask you your experiences first with Dragon. What was your experience growing up with Looney Tunes? Did you like Looney Tunes? Did you quote Looney Tunes? Was Looney Tunes your life like it was mine? I'm just curious to know this.
I love the hell out of the Looney Tunes, dude. I watched it whenever it was on back when I was a kid. Hell, the last actual Looney Tunes series I remember was back when, right before WB became the CW, I think, where they brought back the Looney Tunes, but they all came into like a post-apocalyptic era, and they all had superpowers.
Lunatics Unleashed.
Yeah, that one. That was not a good show, in hindsight. Also,
that's a joke nobody's going to get, by the way.
Looney Tunes Unleashed, or the whole spinning mustache thing?
The spinning mustache thing. I think that that's a joke, like, nobody under the age of... Like, I barely get it. But I don't think anybody under the age of, what, 30? Maybe 20, maybe, like, 25 will get that joke?
Maybe.
I love like, the difficulty that the real actors have. Like, I'm supposed to be holding something. Here it is.
Oh, it's everybody's favorite actor, Brendan Fraser.
R.I.P. Brendan Fraser's career.
Is this the movie that killed his career?
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes.
Because no, he did the... Or was it The Mummy?
I don't know if it killed his career. No, The Mummy made him a superstar.
No. The third Mummy movie wasn't that well received.
I enjoyed it.
Because he did movies after this, obviously. Journey to the Center of the Earth was after this. 5 years
Mummy
after,
3.
By the way. Oof.
Yeah, that's a long... That's
yeah,
a long
Mummy 3
way.
As well, yeah. He did G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra. This was the last movie where he was, like, a star. He was only in Mummy
2. That's right. But that was a minor role in G.I. Joe. He was Sergeant Slaughter in that movie.
Sergeant Stone.
Oh, I thought he was Slaughter.
He was only in Mummy 3 because he was in the Mummy movies. I guess Journey to the Center of the Earth, and then he got replaced in the sequel by The Rock.
Which is like, oh.
The Ninth Doctor was also in G.I. Joe.
Yes, he was. This is the last movie where I think Brendan Fraser
he's
was
a star.
He was in Crash as well the next year, but...
That's an ensemble cast.
He hasn't been in a movie since 2014.
It's just too bad. This guy's charming as hell.
He's great. I don't know why people don't like... I don't know what happened to Brendan Fraser, because there's nothing wrong with him.
No, there's not. He has that perfect leading role, like, very charming. You know, screw it. Let him be Nathan Drake. There you go.
Well,
Everybody wants Nathan Fillion, and he's too old.
Yeah, I'd rather... Nathan Fillion is also a bad pick.
So, but Kuan, let's get back to you. What was your? I mean, we talked about this. You grew up in Pakistan, so you weren't necessarily.
I grew up in Pakistan. No, I moved here when I was two.
Okay, never mind. I'm ignorant. But what did you grow up? How did you grow up with Looney Tunes?
Space Jam. It was Space Jam. I watched Space Jam a million times.
Also, yes.
You were three at the time, weren't you? Because you were born.
Yeah, I think I was two when Space Jam came out.
We're old.
But you're not that much older than me.
Especially Ben.
Yeah. But Space Jam and Tiny Toons, I think, were around the same time. For me as a kid. So, yeah. I mean, Space Jam primarily, I think, but Tiny Toons also. And then obviously, I mean, you know, there's always stuff on like Cartoon Network and stuff. And I think I watched
the classic skits of Elmer Fudd and
I think I watched Baby Looney Tunes on like the Saturday mornings, or no, I think it was the mornings before school. I would watch Baby Looney Tunes, as well. So like that was my sort of Looney Tunes thing.
Okay,
feels like an Animaniacs moment right now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Animaniacs.
Well, I mean, Daffy Duck is full of shenanigans. Like Daffy Duck is full of shenanigans.
I will still quote from Space Jam. By the way, I've never seen Looney Tunes back in action.
I've seen it like once, but I remember really enjoying it when I saw it.
I will still quote from Space Jam. But mommy, I don't want to go to school today. I want to stay home and bake cookies with.
Is his face like disconfigured in that part? If I remember that correctly. God, we need to do Space Jam at some point. Take a shot. Hey, look, it's Batman. That's Val Kilmer. That's Val Kilmer Batman. What the fuck?
Or is it Clooney Batman? That's Clooney Batman.
No, that's Val, because there's no nipples. That was end of Val Kilmer Batman, Kilmer I'm pretty nipples. Sure. I didn't see any bat nipples. Kilmer but that's had, Burton but, Batmobile,
but,
though,
but,
see?
But Val Kilmer had nipples. The Burton Batmobile was the same as the Schumacher Batmobile, wasn't it?
No, they changed it for Val Kilmer.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, they did. They did. That is straight up Burton Batmobile.
Which I love that they put little... If you want to listen to the Batman commentaries...
Yes.
We found this.
We did a whole
Batman did it.
In the story. Yeah, we did all of... Oh, yeah, that's the first instance you broke me on the commentary. But I do love that they're actually playing that they're on the Warner Brothers lot, and that you get to see like other things, other properties. I feel like this is the next evolution of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the DC. It's just them on the Warner Bros. Lot as if they're real characters. I think that'd be funny. Or maybe it works better because they're
cartoons. I like how they're just sitting there looking, just watching, like, huh?
What do we do now?
I like how Bugs Bunny was just holding up a small, tiny umbrella.
Comedic effect, baby.
Yeah.
Where'd he get the boat from?
Hey, it's what you know, that's I where. Found Nemo. I don't know if this was after Finding Nemo.
Bugs Bunny is just the greatest ever.
The greatest comedian.
Can we all agree on that?
Bugs Bunny's great. He's created by Tex Avery, I believe, who initially created Bugs Bunny back in the 30s, if I remember my history correctly. Bugs Bunny had a completely different design than what he used to be.
Officially created by Tex Avery, yeah. Created by Ben Hardaway, Cal Dalton prototype, but officially created by Tex Avery.
Mm-hmm. But Tex Avery is, you know, like a lot of the cartoons that you like were like on in that early time. He was pretty much a pioneer for that.
Yeah, well, Tex Avery like sort of created the modern.
We have
cartoons.
We have a fat pig and we have a racist stereotype of a Mexican. How fun!
So we have Porky the Pig.
Oh, Ben, don't
and
be
ben.
So hard on yourself.
No, okay, this is hilarious. This Wait. Right here, and you have to have seen the movies to understand it. This little Scooby-Doo reference right here. I forgot about this moment right here.
I like how Shaggy also has a Scooby snack over there.
Dragon, I hope you understand that that's the actor who played Shaggy in the live-action movie, right?
What?
Matthew Lillard. Matthew Lillard, by the way, who also is now the voice of Shaggy.
Oh, that's shit. Right. There's the frog. It's the frog that ruins everybody's lives!
Oh, yeah, like how he does the marching.
Hello, my honey.
There's Hello, my ragtime gal.
Why is Wile E. Coyote getting beat up in the background? Just like, why?
Because he tried to eat a sheep, and there was a sheepdog right there, which is the guardian of said sheep.
Oh, yeah, and it was in Lesson Learned Kids, Bugs Bunny taught us all young age, it's okay to accept men and women's clothing. It's okay. It's a normal thing.
Bugsy, okay, you got it. Good job.
You know what's interesting? You actually look at the humor that Bugs Bunny would do, like, granted, it's a cartoon, but, like, it was very bold for the time to have some, like, an anthropomorphic animal do something like that. considering he was a male rabbit.
Oh, bunny. Shit. The dude took the frog again. He's going to ruin his life. Somebody warn him.
I also learned there's a contract dispute between Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny over who gets to stay. That's weird.
Bring back Daffy. We at least see Bugs Bunny is.
Are you hashtag Team Daffy or hashtag Team Bugs? I want to hear answers.
Shut the fuck up, Bugs. There is no other option.
Kuhan?
Oh, no. No. Sylvester, your tail.
I'm Team Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, is that Pierce Brosnan?
I think so.
You're Team Rapist?
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew is kind of a rapist.
Yeah, you're right.
He's straight up a creep. He's straight up that creep. Would the modern version of Pepe Le Pew be a dude, bro?
We'll find out in Max Landis' Pepe Le Pew coming soon.
Wait, is that a real thing? Absolutely. Are you making shit up?
It is.
You're making shit up now.
I am not.
Link me that so I can put that in the thing so people can see it in the comment in the description
writing,
of the video.
Like, he's writing the like the theatrical Pepe Le Pew movie, I think, is what I heard.
Oh, okay, but it's not. It's, oh, I love how the Hollywood is it, the
50
Hollywood,
Shades of Black and White.
This is before 50 Shades of Grey. I've always liked Daffy more than like Bugs, just because Daffy was always more erratic.
Bugs is better because he's more intelligent.
No, you're right. Daffy's an idiot, but I think that's why I like Daffy better, because he was an idiot.
I feel like he wasn't this erratic in the actual cartoons, outside of just kind of being like a
Bugs is
standoffish and angry all the time.
Well, angry at Bugs, yeah.
Yeah, like, he wasn't, like, this fucking hyperactive about everything.
Possibly. It's been so long since I've seen those cartoons.
I remember when Donald Duck was in the army and hitting every missile with a hammer.
It's Timothy Dalton. That's the other James Bond.
So are they just in a James Bond house or something?
No. His dad is Timothy Dalton.
Oh, okay. Is that the Bond nobody likes to talk about?
No, that's Roger. No, that's George Lazenby is the one who was.
That's right.
Yeah, Timothy Dalton was Licensed to Kill.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never seen a Bond movie outside of Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig. Yeah.
Daniel Craig is the current one. Yeah.
Well, hopefully Idris Elba will replace that soon.
What is this shit?
Why? So that's actually.
He's an actual spy. Well then.
That's how you know you're rich, when you can have like video in a painting. Where the hell did you get the soda and the popcorn?
Fuck you, that's where. He's a cartoon, Ben. Get with the program.
Is he going to the Shrine of the Silver Monkey?
No, you're gonna trigger Joe. You're going to trigger Joe, he's going to come on here mythically, and I'm not going to have that. Which, by the way, Legends of the Hidden Temple movie, get hyped, apparently. I have to have Joe on for that one, don't I?
Coming soon to Nickelodeon, I guess.
Is that just going to be a TV movie?
I don't know.
Or is it a theatrical release? I figured you would know.
I think we should ask Kuhan's alternate psyche.
I don't know that it's been confirmed, really. TV movie.
I thought there was a trailer. Wasn't there a trailer?
TV movie.
Okay.
Gross. It'll probably be on Blu-ray like the next week.
Yeah. By the way, also with D. Bradley Baker, who plays Daffy Duck, not in this movie, but in both Space Jam and the current Wabbit
movie. Who's the voice actor for Daffy in this one, then?
This is somebody who I don't know, which is why I already forgot. But I will tell you in about 10 seconds.
Oh, poor Daffy. You have to give testament to the actors, though, because they're acting against nothing. And I really like the animation for the cartoons. They act like, well, they obviously stick out and they're supposed to, but like, they feel like they're actually there, you know?
Yeah, and by the way, it's Joe Alaski.
Joe Alaski?
Who also plays Bugs in the movie.
Oh, wow, that must be tough. He's basically talking to himself at certain points.
Well, I mean, Mel Blanc did it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Spy car.
By the way, in Space Jam, it was Billy West. Billy West played Bugs, and Dee Bradley Baker played Daffy.
if you don't know Billy West, Billy, if you want to know who Billy West is and like that name sounds familiar, Fry from Futurama. That's the most prominent role that most people will remember him from. He's done a whole bunch of other things, but just to give context. So how do you guys feel about like this movie's basically breaking the whole fourth wall thing?
That was actually a really good bit, I think.
Yes, it was.
I'm a little disturbed by the whole Warner Brothers shtick here, though.
That they're an evil corporation?
No, it's just two actual twins just mimicking.
I'm sorry. I feel like Bugs just has a magical closet somewhere. He just opens up and he can just change anything.
I believe that's the joke, yes.
He's got a portable hole.
What happened to Jenna Elfman, too?
That's this lady here, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually seen her from anything else, honestly.
She was in Dharma and Greg.
Never watched it.
Yeah, but she had, like, a career, and then, again, this movie.
This movie. Killer of careers.
How did, since I guess you already had the information, how did this movie do at the box office? Because I don't remember it doing pretty well.
It made $68.5 million. On a budget of $80 million.
So that's not good.
Not good at all.
No.
Damn.
Do you guys think it's...
I guess is why there's not another movie like this, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, I was going to ask that. Do you think that... I mean, basically, they're kind of, in a comedic way, breaking the meta by acknowledging that they're basically just like actors who just happen to work on a soundstage. Do you think it was a smart idea for them to do that? I mean, granted, there's some nice humor and all, or do you think they should have just done a traditional Looney Tunes?
More than Brendan Fraser is.
I love that. That's my favorite joke in the, and I talked over. I feel bad now.
So they're just trying to do Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but not doing as well as it.
Right, and that's the thing, right? Because Roger Rabbit did the same thing, where they're just actors on the soundstage. And I don't know. Yeah.
They're two different movies though. Like I said earlier.
Of course, but like the idea of them being actors on a soundstage isn't new, right? Because it's
no, it's not a new concept.
Like Roger Rabbit did it, and
but it is new in that it is different in that we're instead of like because in that one we're just focusing on Roger, we would see them in the background, but we didn't really like interact with them other than say Roger. Versus here, you're actually seeing them how they act outside of, and it's not outside of
right
the norm.
And then Space Jam did that better. So
yeah.
Oh shit, it's Wilson
Fisk. Even
that
was presented as a cartoon. It wasn't presented as a, whatever.
Yeah.
That's Goldberg. Holy shit, I forgot. WCW heavyweight champion Goldberg is in this movie. What the fuck?
He also did not have a career after this.
This is Mr. Dragon in an alternate universe right here.
Why is this a theme lately where I just have an alternate self in all these movies?
You and I both believe in multiverse theory. This has to be you.
Why would this have to be me? Why can't it be Colton? Why can't
the
it
glasses
be...
glasses and the sniveling and the over-empowering god complex?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So yeah, there's Ron Perlman back when he was just that guy from that thing.
Wait, Ron Perlman's in there? Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Like Ron Perlman,
Hellboy wasn't out at this point, was it?
Hellboy came out the next year. Ron Perlman, because Ron Perlman, has been a working actor forever, but had never really been a star.
I remember that cartoon.
And now he's a dude, who you will recognize. But this is
definitely.
He was just like
the man with the chin,
like a guy who a dude.
He was a character actor, exactly. Not a character actor.
Not a character actor. Character actor's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like Hellboy broke it, like that was his big break. Which, by the way, go listen to our Hellboy commentary I did for Mr. Dragon last year. I think it was last year when we did that.
And then of
course, when are we gonna do the second one?
Steve Martin hamming it up.
Yes. I love how they're actually.
Steve Martin.
And he's like, yeah, he didn't realize that was Steve Martin. they gave Steve Martin a dump truck full of money, and he's like, all right.
I can't see Steve Martin without seeing the white hair. That was a thing. Like, the not white hair was throwing me off immediately.
You're basically Steve Martin in an alternate universe. You should be happy.
I would rather be Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors.
See, I couldn't...
He didn't have white hair in that either. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm gonna draw a comparison in that, like, Tropic Thunder, where Tom Cruise is in that movie, and people were like, I don't know Tom Cruise, like, I could tell right away, I couldn't tell you when the first time I saw this movie that that's Steve Martin, because he's not acting like, he doesn't look like Steve Martin because of the hair.
But he does.
I didn't see it.
I see it now.
Yeah, now that you pointed it out, but, like, I couldn't tell, because he's acting so over the top.
I mean,
that's Steve Martin, that's his acting.
SNL? Like... Have you not seen him on SNL? Like, he's...
Have you not seen Little Shop of Horrors?
Take a shot for this glorious CGI, by the way.
That guy also looks familiar. What's Mr. Baldy from?
Robert Picardo is the actor's name.
I feel like I've seen him before.
He's a dude from things... The Wonder Years... the Doctor from Star Trek Voyager.
Never seen it.
He was in an episode of Bones. He was in 4 episodes of The Mentalist.
So he's another character actor.
Yeah, he's in Stargate Atlantis.
I got nothing.
He's the voice of Amazo in Justice League.
What was his name, you said?
Robert Picardo.
Robert. You said Robert.
Okay. He hasn't really had a starring role in anything except for...
Jerry just can't recognize people. By the way, I think this is a call to a Hitchcock movie right here. Yep.
Yeah, it's Psycho.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Kuhan. Which is... I think that was also... Was that maybe Warner Brothers? Had to be, right?
I just love her face. She's like, you fucking shit me.
Are you fucking done yet? Alright, I'm kind of sick of your shit right now.
Yeah. Can you stop? No, Paramount.
And then the Hirsch. And then the...
It's funny because that's what...
Which, by the way, if you haven't seen Psycho, go fucking watch that shit.
Spoilers.
Like, seriously. I mean, this is kind of... I mean, it's not really a spoiler because you don't know the context of the scene.
Sure you do. Referencing.
But everybody has seen that scene.
Yeah.
Everybody's seen that scene in some cartoon.
Robert Picardo was in the 1987 television movie Bates Motel.
But now he's pulling out random shit. It doesn't mean anything to this movie.
I'm just saying the guy who was the actor who was the VP.
Who's bothering Dragon who can't recognize shit.
He's also in Oh God, You Devil.
I'm actually looking at it right now myself to see if anything actually jumps up at me.
Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus?
Wait, what are you insane?
Yeah, I give up. I can't think of anything you would have seen him in. He's a voice in Fallout 4.
Oh, shit, Ben.
Oh, they get the spy car.
He was in Small Soldiers as the clean room technician.
Wait, the one who spat on everything?
Yup.
Wow, there's, ladies and gentlemen, that was called 6 degrees of what's his name again?
Kevin Bacon. Ricardo Pitaro or whatever.
Yeah, Ricardo, exactly. Ricardo Picanto.
Oh my God.
Robert Picardo.
Seriously, guys, let's go to the
Blues Brothers animated series.
Guys, let's go to the desert because I want to see these mountains in person, like legit. Hey, I really like this camera angle right here.
Can we do another commentary over Blues Brothers?
Yeah, that's a British... Because the dad is British, so of course... I mean, it's George Lazenby, right?
Oh, here... No, it's Sean Connery. By the way, Robert Picardo is also in Atlas Shrugged, Part 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
By the way, is it legal to drive...
Yes.
...these kind of cars on American roads?
Yes.
Is it? Okay. I would just find that weird. That would throw me the fuck off. So, but also, there goes a missile.
I would imagine, as long as you're still on the right side of the road.
Yep.
That would throw me off, though, because, like, just the way your brain works.
That would have nothing to do with anything.
Wait, is this Bugs actually drinking alcohol confirmed?
We've always known Bugs was an alcoholic.
When is
Bugs... He's classy.
I don't remember ever seeing Bugs Bunny drink.
I mean, you're seeing it now.
Why does the suit fit him?
Because, fuck you, it's a cartoon.
I think the more complicated question is, how did the car know this dress would fit her?
That is the real mystery.
Did it also take away her bra?
Yep.
Yeah, buddy. She was just raped by a car.
This is a weird movie. But it's great, though.
Let's all go to Vegas.
Look, I'm just saying, Space Jam is on Amazon Prime.
I know. We could have done Space Jam, but I want to do this one first.
Why'd you do the second one first?
It's not a sequel. It's just another version of it. That's all it is. I figured we wait till Space Jam 2 whenever that happens.
I feel like that's a dirty joke. What? Where it showed the dusty trail below Yosemite Sam.
What, that his balls are dusty or something, or what? What's the joke?
I don't know, it just seems like a dirty joke to me. I don't know why.
Dragon, I got news for you. A lot of old cartoons are full of dirty jokes. Disney was worse about it, though.
I cannot unsee Steve Martin now.
Because it's Steve Martin, why would you be able to... you can't unsee it, of course, because that's who it is.
I only looked at the glasses before.
By the way, Steve Martin's
all I saw
like
was Clark Kent.
Too.
All I saw was Clark Kent. Now all I see is Superman.
That's mean, Bill Goldberg.
Well, fuck Yosemite Sam. He always threatens people with fucking guns.
You think Yosemite Sam's in a member of the NRA?
Yes. By the way, Steve Martin read the script and only did the film on one condition, which I'll tell you.
Oh, here comes the Southern stereotype.
I say!
Do you think Foghorn Leghorn owns a plantation? Like, legit? I don't
know. Nowadays? No.
No, not nowadays, but do you think, like, when he first started?
No. Because he's a fucking chicken, Ben.
She looks familiar. Why does she look familiar? Oh, that's right. This is, hottest woman in the 90s. God damn it.
I agree with Daffy right now.
What is her name? Heather Locklear.
Yeah, I already said it.
Did you? You were mumbling it, so I couldn't hear you.
Or maybe you were just talking over me.
Probably.
Asshole.
Why is Heather Locklear in a movie starring the Looney Tunes? This is weird.
Because sometimes you just gotta shake that body.
I just want to see Lola shake her body.
The director of this movie called it the anti-Space Jam movie because he hated how Space Jam ruined the characters' personalities, so he made Looney Tunes back in action.
Wait, what?
Yep.
There was nothing wrong with the characterizations in Space Jam from what I remember. They were pretty much just the cartoons, playing basketball with Michael Jordan.
Yep.
If anything, this is a more of a bastardization because they're basically just actors on a set on a studio lot.
Oh, you are Damien's son. You have the fucking comedically gleam in your teeth whenever you smile.
It's called main character syndrome, don't you know?
Yeah, if that were true, where's Bugs in all this? Why is he a side character? Why is Daffy here?
Because obviously whoever wrote this has a soft spot for Daffy and not Bugs.
By the way, Warner Brothers Feature Animation closed in 2001, but the department was dug out of retirement for this film. It came out in 2003.
What was the condition Steve Martin had to do this movie?
I'll tell you when we get to it in the movie.
Lots of money.
The film originally was a follow-up to Space Jam, going to be called Spy Jam, starring Jackie Chan, and why didn't we get that movie?
That would have been much better.
I want to see that movie.
Can we just...
Let's get a crossover between Jackie Chan Adventures and just Looney Tunes.
Okay, One more thing!
One more thing!
By the way, Jackie Chan is not the voice in Jackie Chan Adventures.
Nope, it's James C., who you might also know as the voice of the cabbage merchant in Avatar The Last Airbender.
What the fuck is she wearing?
Something
spandex.
Super spy.
Is that like a Bluetooth circa 2004?
Oh, that? Yeah.
It's the Mona Lisa.
She just straight up karate chopped the shit out of him. Good lord.
Judo chop!
Are we alluding to our next Marathon Dragon?
We could be. Dropping all of the hints. Hey, Kuan, do you want to join us for that marathon?
Okay, that was a one line. That was a great bit right there. Also, Showgirls.
Well,
I always feel like Daffy, they use Daffy for a lot of the physical comedy.
I feel like that was supposed to be an ejaculation joke.
You think so?
Probably.
I mean, he is surrounded by white stuff, so I could see that.
Well, alright. That was kind of clumsily done, but alright.
Apparently there was a Space Jam 2 planned, but Michael Jordan didn't want to return, and the producers lied to the design artist, claiming that he had signed on to keep development going.
Wow, wait. I mean, what year was that?
This was the late 90s.
Okay. Well, Jordan was ending, like, he was in the end of his career at that point, so...
Yeah, but...
Isn't there still Space Jam 2 going on
starring
right
LeBron
now?
Starring LeBron James!
Yeah, LeBron James.
One, yeah. Starring LeBron James, the traitor of Cleveland, ultimately to come back to be its savior.
Okay, hold on. Billy West did the voice of Bugs for this movie and got cut out halfway through production and replaced by Joe Alasky.
Wow, that's kind of fucked up. I wonder why.
But he's still Elmer Fudd in the movie.
What?
Well, all right.
Yep.
You know what? You must be, if you're in Vegas, you have to be thinking, I'm seeing a grown ass man box a cartoon. I must be on acid at this point.
That dude straight up had red eyes. Oh god, he's got that rape face. I'm a little uncomfortable right now, honestly. Did he just kick him in the nuts?
Yeah, cartoons have nuts confirmed. There you go. DeviantArt was right all along.
Thanks, Rule 34.
all those dogs. You can see the dog with the sweater. That was one of my favorite bits of, like, the... I can't remember how... Let me get him, boss. Let me get him. I want to get him, boss.
By the way, that was a small reference to a painting with all the dogs playing poker.
Right.
Very famous painting.
No.
Was Foghorn Langhorne pegged with somebody else, or was it just him?
What do you mean?
Like, did he have... Because I know, like, a lot of... Like, he had, like, Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner and all that stuff, but, like, I'm trying to remember if he was, like, paired with somebody, or if he just had his own show.
I think he just had his own thing.
Okay.
Oh goodness. Kohan, I blame you for this.
Blame me, I'm the one who picked it.
I was gonna say, I got asked 15 minutes before recording.
It's true.
A little bit of inside baseball.
Yep.
The Liberace.
Okay, well, that's just ridiculous.
The chop shop off at the end too.
Got that chop shop going right there.
I absconders.
Can we bring back the term varmint? Like this legit.
Ben, you are calling, a varmint.
Just calling little like the younger generation, not millennials, but just varmints. Hey, look, it's Jeff Gordon. What the fuck is Jeff Gordon doing in this movie?
He was paid a lot of money.
Sponsored by Pepsi, G-Mac, Fritos,
DuPont, Lowe's, Goodyear Tires.
Did you say Lowe's already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also Lowe's.
By the way, Jeff Gordon retired like 2 years ago, I think. God, that's, like, why? Why a Jeff Gordon cameo? That's, like, that would have been perfect for, like, a Michael Jordan cameo.
2003.
Because
he has to have a racing car, right? Makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. But still, you telling me Michael Jordan wouldn't have pulled up in a nice sports car, though?
Hey, look, they found that duck. Jeff never misses. It's such a good joke.
They purposely give Bugs the best in the best lines.
What's up, duck?
Like. This movie does have some clever writing, but it just kind of seems uninteresting for the most part.
Right, I mean, they can make good Looney Tunes jokes, but...
It doesn't... The plot's kind of dumb.
Right.
I can tell you this much, though. Have either of you seen the Rocky and Bullwinkle live-action movie? Yes.
God, no. I have standards.
That movie's a little...
Now, have you seen the Boris and Natasha live-action movie?
Well, they're in it. They're like
No, but then they made a movie with just Boris and Natasha.
No, I didn't even know that was a thing. Holy shit.
That was before. That was before the Rocky Bullwinkle movie. But okay. Just Boris and Natasha.
That's weird. We will capture Moose and Squirrel.
Also, by the way, the Dudley Do-Right movie starring
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser.
Nobody you had to really go back to remember Dudley Do-Right. Jesus Christ.
By the way, this is a song.
Fucker doesn't even know how to ride a horse.
Called Hey Driver by Lucky Boys Confusion, which is a small Chicago-based band. It's also one of my favorite bands.
Cool. Shout outs to them if they're still a band.
Lucky Boys Confusion, they're around.
Are they still a band or did they break up?
They're kind of still a band.
Which, by the way, that's Clutch Driving by Brendan Fraser right there.
This was my ringtone for my brother for a long time, and also my phone alarm.
That's some nice meta commentary right there.
Christ. Wow, Brendan Fraser was in The Fairly Odd Parents. I didn't know that.
What was he doing with his face? Did you see that? The fuck was he doing with his face right there?
Brendan Fraser got a weird career, man.
He really does.
You think he, like, if you saw the first two Mummy movies, it looked like he was destined for stardom.
Yeah, and then it just, George of the Jungle he was in, Encino Man in 92.
And then that was it.
He had, yeah.
I mean, like, we talked about earlier, you know, Journey to Send the Air, but then you get placed by Dwayne Johnson. Kind of hard to, like, well,
right.
He's The Rock.
I mean, The Rock is, like, the biggest star at this point, but.
Yeah. A former professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Why haven't we done a Rock movie yet, Dragon?
Have you not done a single The Rock movie?
No, we haven't done one.
Wow.
There's a couple to choose from now.
There's a lot to choose
from. Yeah, a couple. Like, the Tooth Fairy.
The Rundown, starring Sean William Scott, also.
The Mummy 2.
I actually like Gridiron Gang. I like that movie. You know what we should, honestly.
Fast and Furious 5 through 7.
That's true. We need to just do a Fast and the Furious marathon at some point.
I'm in. By the way,
all of them. Okay, you know what? Seriously, we're talking about The Rock, Looney Tunes, and The Rock. Just do that. You take the biggest star in Hollywood.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, because I feel like The Rock is very much a comedian. Like he's very much an entertainer. I think you could come up with like let him improv the movie. Just let him do it. Let him write the whole damn thing. Written, directed, and produced by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That would be amazing. I'd watch the hell out of that movie.
Bring on a few YouTubers for, I don't know, why not?
What?
Bring in MatPat.
Stop, no, just, no. I know you like YouTubers, but no.
Hey, they could pull it off, I'm telling you.
Did he just...
How weird would it be for, like, Brendan Fraser? The Rock got his start as an actor in
a wrestler.
As a side character in a Brendan Fraser movie, and then replaced him in Journey to the Center of the Earth sequel.
Damn. That's right. The Rock was in the Scorpion King. That's right. Was the villain.
He was the Scorpion King in the
most awful one of the most awful instances of CGI in cinema history.
Nah, man, it's timeless. Have any of you guys ever watched a cartoon with the Looney Tunes as babies?
Yeah.
I mentioned it earlier in this episode.
Yeah, you just don't pay attention.
I'm pretty tired after walking out in the hot sun.
You guys need to stop playing Pokemon Go is what you need to do.
Nah, mate. Pokestops. Bunch of Ponytas, a bunch of fucking Rattatas, Pidgeys.
Be sure to check out the Pokestop at PokestopShow.com.
Oh, shit. You have another fucking podcast? God damn it.
Maybe.
How many podcasts are you doing now?
More than I should be.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Like, what is the actual number now?
I mean, depends on what you mean by doing currently.
Oh, that means, maybe, like, one's active.
That's not true. I am currently editing Green Lantern Corecast as we speak. It's not true. I was editing it right before we started. I just need to actually put it out now.
Like, I know you're part of a baseball podcast, a Sentai Power Rangers podcast.
We haven't done Sentai Rangers in a long time. But podcast for Randall, you can find it at randallaypodcast.com.
Oh, this is actually kind of depressing right here.
I love that rabbit.
Here's what's always been weird about, like, I don't know, out of character, people love Daffy.
I don't think you, like, obviously Dragon doesn't like Daffy, but, like, I couldn't think of anybody who hated Daffy. Like, they were funny in their own unique ways.
Yeah.
I mean, the only one you hated was probably that big red thing that's full of hair because it scared the shit out of you when you were a little kid. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
With just the sneakers?
But you're kind of a pansy. Just cooking a fried egg on Daffy's bill. It's great. I like how they just relied on luck.
You just flip a coin to choose out of like five options.
Main character syndrome, baby. Yeah, also, he's Brendan Fraser. He just doesn't.
Why doesn't Jenna Elfman take the heels off?
Sponsored by Walmart.
We're passing the savings on to you.
God, how much money did Warner Brothers pay in sponsors for this movie?
Rose Fresca. That's pretty up there with Big Red.
What's funny
as the worst soda ever.
Fresca. First of all, I love Fresca. Kill yourself. Fresca is a Coca-Cola product, and Mountain Dew is a Pepsi product.
Really?
These are both true. Yes.
What about Fresca?
Fresca is the worst. So many times. Steve Martin, please settle down. You're scaring the children.
I love the way like he's always got like his hands on like the back of his back. And, like his face.
I want him to walk around with his hands behind his back just to creep out Ben.
Just Ron Perlman.
You're just there.
I'll be bigger than all of you someday. Next year. God.
I think this is what people, when people think of like Warner Brothers, this is, I mean, that's Acme, obviously, but when they think of evil corporations, call back to the show.
Idioticus. Love it.
I used to love watching just Roadrunner trick Wile E. Coyote every fucking time. You'd think after a while Wile E. Coyote would just not use Acme products. Because they never fucking worked.
At the same time, you would have thought Wile E. Coyote would have just fucking died after all of those misfires, all of those boulders falling on top of him, all of the times he's fallen off a fucking cliff.
Nah, he keeps coming back,
with
man.
With boulders falling on top of him.
Case in point.
Right? Or you would think Wile E. Coyote would have just stopped trying to chase a Roadrunner and use all that money he can use buying Acme products and buy food!
You think so? You think Wile E. Coyote is an Amazon Subscribe member so he can get free two-day shipping?
I think he's an Acme Prime member.
Probably.
To get instantaneous shipping. Which probably just is a buttload.
That's a nuclear warhead.
Sometimes when you really need to get the job done, it needs to happen.
Wile E. Coyote is the definition of never give up, just keep going. Even if a nuclear warhead falls on you.
That was one of those Tex Avery or Chuck Jones rules, right, for Wile E. Coyote. Like, he's...
He can never win.
Yeah. Why is Brendan Fraser wearing pants?
They went into the Walmart, remember?
Right, no, but why is he wearing pants? Okay, Jenna Elfman got, like, a tank top and a miniskirt.
Because sexism, Kuhan, gotta show off the women's legs.
What I'm saying is, it's hot, right? Shouldn't Brendan Fraser at least have gotten shorts?
Nah, man. Pants, man. Do you want to wear shorts while walking around that prickly grass and then spiders everywhere? Fuck that.
That's true.
There's scorpions everywhere.
Well, that's why he could have gotten boots from the Walmart, like Jenna Elfman did.
With that said, shorts are of the devil and nobody should ever wear them.
Hashtag team shorts.
Fuck you. Hey, how's it going? I'm in a portal.
It's air-conditioned in here.
So, you want to do it?
The fuck is that thing?
That is the new star of the Looney Tunes franchise as a whole. His name is Jim.
Did we just enter Doom? I feel like we just entered Doom for a few minutes.
I think we just got a little bit of Jenna Elfman's panty shot there.
Did we? I missed it.
Tiny bit.
I think Kuon was just looking for panties.
Tiny bit. Tiny bit.
It's rude. Also, Jars. It's great. I love it. She's got some nice legs, though.
You know, if you want to get Damien drink, you know, you just got to call that hotline bling. That's all you got to do.
Danger, danger, Mr. Robinson.
Did I just do I just did a bad Drake impersonation. I know who she is. The only movie I know her is from School of Rock, where she plays Jack.
It's Joan Cusack.
Is that her name? I feel bad for not knowing.
John Cusack's sister.
I know, and I have a huge love affair with John Cusack. Why haven't we done a John Cusack movie, like, legit?
I've asked you multiple times if we could do Better Off Dead.
No, isn't that Matthew Broderick?
No. You're thinking of fucking Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Cusack is in Better Off Dead.
John Cusack is an American treasure that we need to treasure.
Hot Tub Time Machine, guys.
He's not in that movie, is he?
Yes, he's the star of that movie.
No, is he? I always thought it was Daryl from The Office. I haven't seen that movie.
In that movie. Daryl from The Office is in that movie, but John Cusack is like the star of the movie.
Marvin the Martian.
Marvin.
Oh, hey, it's Paul.
So by the way, this is right here. Here's Steve Martin's condition for being in this movie. That was a Dalek, and that was Steve Martin's condition for being in this movie.
Oh shit! It is
to be impersonating R2-D2. Wait! What?
Steve Martin's a Doctor Who fan?
Apparently, like, wait, that doesn't make any okay. I'll be in the movie, but you have to put a Dalek in the scene.
Yep.
That's fucking weird.
There's aliens in the movie, and one of the aliens had to be a Dalek, and Warner Brothers said, sure, and that's how Steve Martin's in this movie.
They had to, I guess they had to go to BBC to get the rights or something, whatever.
It's such a weird thing, though.
Like, why? Is that a joke right there? I feel like that's a joke walking by that we're missing out on.
That seems like a Twilight Zone kind of joke.
Yeah, probably.
Which, by the way, Twilight Zone Marathon, what's up?
I mean, if you want to do commentaries over every Twilight Zone episode.
Well, that's fucking great.
Or the Twilight Zone movie.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was referring to. I'm not an idiot.
Or we could actually do the good content.
Or, by the way, I would listen to if you two did a Twilight Zone podcast.
But why would you want to fake R2-D2, though?
It's a Dalek, motherfucker.
Yeah, fake R2-D2. That's what
it
looks like.
And it was before Star Wars. So R2-D2 is a fake Dalek. Yeah, but
R2-D2 is more popular, though, so...
That's arguable now.
No, it's not.
Pretty arguable
you
now.
You put up a Dalek... I guarantee you put up a Dalek... by the way, I always thought it was pronounced Dalek. You put up a Dalek, and more people go, why does R2-D2 look like that? Also, they look stupid, and they can't climb chairs. They can't climb stairs. Also, there's Marvin.
They can now. They just hover above them. They can fly, motherfucker.
I always love Mark. By the way, I like how he. I've always liked how he looks like he's a Spartan in
the Martian.
I claim this world in the name of Mars.
He's the one impression of a Looney Tunes character that I can do.
I feel like anybody can do that one with enough with like a little practice. So that's a Dalek right there, right?
Madam, your nips are showing a bit. Also, no.
Who, that's not a Dalek. Or Joan Cusack. I wasn't looking.
What do you mean they're not really ants? Oh, that's gross.
Can we swap her out for John Cusack?
Can we swap this movie out to Better Off Dead?
Nothing wrong with her, but I like her brother better. Oh my god, kids, look! It's an archaic artifact from the past!
What the fuck is that?
By the way, this is a VHS.
Yes.
Joan Cusack, by the way, also the voice of Jesse from Toy Story.
Really? I didn't know that.
This is kind of a dumb movie.
It's a Looney Tunes cartoon. What did you expect? Philosophical differences on what is a car? Actually, you know what? I would legit watch something. Argue if the Looney Tunes are real. What is sentience? Do it. Somebody write that shit. I will read that.
Why don't you write it, nerd?
Because I'm not talented enough as a writer to do that shit.
You saw nothing.
I mean, shit, with Warner Brothers is reviving all the Hanna-Barbera properties now, so.
Do you think it's just a matter of time before they start reviving all the Looney Tunes?
I think eventually you're going to get, like, either brand new... I mean, like I said before, we live in an... Like, I've said this numerous times. We live in the age of nostalgia. Everything is built upon from 1980 to now. And catering off that, because now all those people are, like, our age in their early to mid-20s where theoretically you have disposable income.
Yeah. That's funny.
And, yeah, exactly. That's theoretically. I feel like eventually they're gonna do like a huge announcement and like with new designs for the Looney Tunes with new actors and new cartoons and try to recapture that audience, and then ultimately fails because they realize that audience doesn't have time to do anything because they're too busy working. Unless it's to watch Stranger Things on Netflix, in which case, Netflix, what's up?
So what you're saying is we are doing a Netflix and chill right now.
Oh my god. That is some Mortal Kombat shit right there.
Daffy is just straight up dead now.
Yeah, he's just... Like, what the... Isn't it true, like, a chicken can live without its head for, like, a few minutes? Isn't that true?
Yes.
Yes.
So I guess Daffy's theoretically okay.
Until he can put his head back on.
Speaking of which, there was actually a comic that came out called Multiversity where one of the superheroes is from a cartoon universe and he gets squashed by another character and he just bounces up and goes, "Don't fuck with cartoon physics, son."
Oh, look,
doesn't
Marvin
say that.
The Martian.
So I'm guessing
I feel like Marvin talks in a faster rate than that.
I feel like you don't know how Marvin talks.
I feel like you're full of shit right now, Gohan.
I feel like suck my dick.
You wanna fucking go, mate?
Let's do it, bitch.
Oh, Gohan, never change. Or I'll murder you.
Marvin.
Shut the fuck up.
I feel like Roland, these are costumes you can find at, like, a super expensive party city.
At least one of those seems like a villain or, like, an alien.
That was the Dalek, right?
Yeah,
it was. Them. Exterminate them.
Why the fuck is a Dalek in a Looney Tunes movie? Steve Martin. What the fuck? Why?
Fuck you, that's why.
No, I don't understand this.
So, fun fact, that ray the Dalek shoots will incinerate you, disintegrate you.
Another fun fact, I think this has something to do
that
with the Simpsons.
That one seems like something from Green Lantern. I swear to God.
I got a little trivia for you. Because we were talking about, like, how do they get the rights for it? Apparently... this was a while ago. I listened to an interview with one of the Simpsons voices. I think it was the guy who voiced Homer. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. I know it's very. Thank you. And he was talking about how one particular show got to use the voice for Godzilla, and then the Simpsons or Fox asked the company, I guess Toho at the time, to use it, and they said no. And they asked him, well, why did you guys get to use it, and we didn't. The answer was, we didn't ask. We just did it. We didn't care. So that's part, maybe they just didn't care about BBC. They just put it in there. Like, fuck it. International copyright law doesn't apply, I guess. I don't know. How does copyright law work?
If you're a copyright lawyer, tweet to @MarvelousIggy.
Yeah, I want to know. How does that work? Like, can I just use your thing despite that you're in another country and I'm in another country? Does it not apply? How does that work? Do you have to file for, like, your own copyright law and international copyright law? How does that work? Also, sweet transitions, baby.
Oh, damn. I can't stop it. I can't stop the rock. Why do we have balloons?
Where's Paddington? I want to see Paddington.
She's dead. I murdered her. RIP.
I'm pretty sure that's she's in a dominatrix outfit. I'm pretty sure.
No, that is a French outfit.
That looks like she's about to get ready for dominatrix, a BDSM session.
Nah, man. You're reading too much into it.
Wow. Bugs is telling Daffy, you look good in prison clothes. Read the context, subtext there, baby.
My god. There was another layer the whole time. Why didn't we do this before?
That looks like something you would get out of the bottom of a cereal box. You remember those?
Cereal boxes? Yes.
No. This card, like, you get those, like, little things, you can see things. Like, to look on the back. Nobody remembers?
I remember that.
I have no idea you're talking about. I'm kidding. I know what you're talking about.
You're a troll. I don't think you actually can take pictures of museum art. I don't actually think you can.
I think why she put her phone down.
Yeah.
Is that an actual thing, or is it at least not flash photography?
I think you can't, because, like, otherwise...
At the same rate, you could just look it up online.
True, but, like, to show,
it
like,
turns out I'm secretly evil.
That's Dragon in a nutshell right there.
What are you talking about? You think I'm evil?
So that's Billy West, correct?
Yes.
Voicing Elmer Fudd. Fudd.
Yep.
That's a nice blend of practical, because those cards are obviously there. Either that or they're CG and I have horrible eyes.
They're probably CG.
Okay. They looked a little practical. Also, Goldberg's just right there.
Maybe they were just all from CGI cards. How do you not hear
a guy who's 300 pounds behind you? Like, seriously.
They can be stealthy?
300 pound guys cannot be stealthy. I can tell you this by...
They can.
Elephants can have a stealth check.
Yeah, sure.
I've played the D&D.
Oh, look, it's Mario 64.
Oh, shit.
This is another world painting.
Thanks, Obama.
Well, this is surreal.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Abstract Arc 101. Today's topic, clocks. What do they really mean?
What are frogs?
How do they work?
Yep. That's actually a horrifying image right there.
That's probably the point, Ben. Thanks for playing, though. Lol. Oh, hey, now. This is,
Elmer Fudd sees no gender. He loves all people.
As long as it gets his dick wet.
I'm sorry, why does he has her in a bag that says Acme? Okay.
Because comedic?
Supervillains have to brand shit, right?
Yeah, dude, of course.
Oh, look, it's the rapist.
Oh, hey, it's the guy Kuhan's on the team of.
Hey, oui, mon ami.
You know, I went to say this earlier, but I figured I'd wait till Pepe Le Pew actually shows up. But it's fitting. To me, it's somewhat fitting that Max Landis is writing a Pepe Le Pew movie.
Whoa, the fuck's going on with that? What?
There's a whole bunch of references in there that nobody will get.
Oh, Wascally Wabbits.
I actually like the fun fact about this painting.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are just a lot of miniature dots.
Yes, pointillism.
Yep. That guy. That guy's got it.
No, pointillism is the method.
Yes. This guy's got it. I was complimenting you on knowing the term.
Oh, got it. Cool.
Oh no, he's ruining
this
thing.
I feel like there should have been more bits like this. You know, like what actually feels like a Looney Tunes cartoon just in the real world.
Hey, look. Bugs just said it.
See? Looney Tunes are educational.
He just connected dots.
I love playing that, getting those as a kid. Except the dumb ones where you have to do math. Fuck that noise.
Ben, do the fucking math.
No!
Learn!
Just want to connect the dots. I'm a simple man.
I just want to do the thing.
By the way, John Cleese was supposed to have a cameo and filmed it in this France scene, and it got cut.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, this is awkward.
Because it didn't have anything to do with the movie.
I wonder if that's Peter Dinklage in the background.
Sure.
That's not Peter Dinklage.
It could be Peter Dinklage. Yeah. Or it could be the guy that plays Professor Flitwick in Harry Potter.
such a dwarf cyst.
I mean, it could be, considering it was Warner Brothers, is a Harry Potter's a Warner Brothers property. So that's not entirely out of the realm of possibility.
But also, I doubt it. They're the only two actors that I know of.
Also, Vern Troyer, who played Mini-Me.
That's where I'm also going to go.
That's right. I'm a vicious bird of prey.
I swear all the Looney Tunes characters, like some of the slower ones, are on drugs of some kind. They're on Zoloft or something.
Are we already in the final act of the movie?
I think we are. By the way,
so yes.
Props to them using Goldberg right and just having him be a silent bad guy. Like he's basically
what is he, Kane?
No, he's fuck, what's the Bond villain with the hat?
Miss Dr. No?
No, is the guy who throws the
hat.
The
guy that was working for Dr. No?
Yeah, the guy who throws the hat at people. Who's that guy?
I don't remember.
Kung Lao?
No, it doesn't have razor blades. Basically, like, they didn't have Goldberg talk at all, and that's a wise move.
When are we going to start doing 007 movies?
Whenever I feel like watching an alcoholic be a superstar.
I mean, we already are doing that with Bugs Bunny in this movie.
He's not an alcoholic. Shut up.
This makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. Again, main protagonist.
Right, but...
I'm pretty sure this is a Superman-Batman reference right here. Like, it's just too conspicuous for it to not be.
No, that movie came out, like, 10 years later. Steal some flowers, too? Oh, give them money. It's good. Everything's fine.
Trying to find out who the guy was.
There was no passion to that hug.
Nope.
Hug you. All right.
That's like the hug you give to your friend who you talk to the least, but you still hang out with them anyways, and you don't want to feel like an asshole.
Hey.
So the guy you were thinking of, Ben.
Like I'll probably do with Kuhan when I go to C2E2 one year.
Wow.
Hey, how you? Hey, man. I'm gonna go over here now. I'll talk to you later. Never sees him for the rest of the con. I'm an asshole. So Ben,
the guy you were talking about, his name is Oddjob.
There you go. Yeah, Goldberg's basically Oddjob for this movie. He doesn't throw hats.
He just lugs people around.
Remove the duck.
Steve Martin, please.
Settle your shit, man. You're gonna pop a blood vessel.
That doesn't even make sense.
Go back to being a dentist. For the love of God. I vaguely remember
a
that
wager?
Character.
Hello, Mr. Martin.
I don't remember that little creepy scientist guy at all. I don't
He's
remember him.
He's the guy
him.
Who talks like this.
No, but I don't, like, was he the one who made the red monster thingy?
Yes.
With the sneakers?
Probably.
Yes. Tasmanian also, Devil.
Did you guys watch
by
this
By the way, Tasmanian Devil, usually voiced by,
Wait, what do you mean voiced? He doesn't talk.
Usually voiced by Jim Cummings, who you might know best as the voice of Winnie the Pooh, is in this movie voiced
and
by...
And Snake from Jungle Book.
Yeah, but in this movie is voiced by Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser voices...
He did such a good Taz, they let him do it instead of Jim Cummings.
Is Jim Cummings still alive? I hope to God he's still alive.
Yes.
Okay.
Did he just kill Ron Perlman?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
He went out to become Hellboy. That's the origin of Hellboy. That's the origin of Hellboy right there. Tasmanian Devil ate him. Which, by the way, that's a real animal, and they don't look nothing like Taz. I was so disappointed when I learned that when I was a kid.
Just like how you were disappointed to learn that echidnas have four dicks.
Yep.
Four prong dick.
Four prong dick. What? Four prong dick. What?
How would you bring your cat on a safari adventure? I'm just curious.
Because sometimes you just want to relax on your adventures with your cat and bird. Also,
Jim Cummings is also the babysitter. The singing voice of Scar from The Lion King.
Really? Singing voice, huh?
Yeah, and Be Prepared.
Be prepared.
With Jim Cummings.
We did this before Lion King. I kind of feel dirty now. You haven't done any of Pixar's grades.
When did
grades?
They change?
When, like, probably in between France and this, they probably went to a store.
Yeah, man. It's not like they just teleport there.
Exotic Tweety Birds.
I think we've learned that Ben is secretly just Sylvester. Oh, shit.
That what? That I'm... What? That
Tweety Bird wearing a dashiki?
Yes.
He was.
Is that okay?
What? I mean...
It's not like this movie was made before everybody was all up in arms about...
He's a fucking animated bird. I don't see why not. Like, what if his species of bird comes from Africa? Fuck it.
Well, they do. That's the point of what just happened. That they just showed those Tweety birds, these African Tweety birds.
Nowadays...
No, Tweety is black.
He's not...
No, he's yellow. From the
yes. He's... Whatever.
No.
Feathers. If this movie came out now, and that was in the trailer, that would have all anybody would have talked about was that one shot of him wearing a dashiki.
By the way, Brendan Fraser still wearing pants. It's hot, Brendan.
It's fucking 102 degrees out in Texas, and I was wearing black pants all day.
He probably doesn't. He wants to protect his legs. There you go.
But
there's nothing wrong with wearing pants in hot weather.
But he's not. Also, he's not opposed to shorts. He was wearing shorts in France.
Fuck you.
That's he didn't need to protect his legs in France. They were in a city area. I feel like that's a cocaine joke.
You know what's funny is if the Rock fell on him.
Like
Dwayne. Where's my humongous Rock? Dwayne Johnson.
Write that down for that joke. We need to pitch Warner Brothers that movie. Okay. Listen to me. I know... Looney Tunes Back in Action failed. But what if we get the Looney Tunes with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the biggest star in Hollywood right now?
That's Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, is Melissa McCarthy, is she the... Well, male.
I'm sorry, what? All that training from The Mummy is finally paying off.
Yeah.
This also, I'm so dumb.
I know it's not their property, but I'm getting major Legends of the Hidden Temple vibes right now.
Yeah.
Where's Olmec?
Shrine of the Silver.
Where's Mickey? Joe? He should have appeared by now.
He's probably triggered right now. He's like, somebody's talking about it somewhere.
I know.
I know.
I can feel it.
You say, where's Olmec? And this is the movie where Dee Bradley Baker does not voice Daffy. Oh, look, there's Olmec. Oh, no. God no face. Damn. Oh, yeah. It's just a monkey.
Oh, well, shit.
It's a blue monkey.
The Shrine of the Silver Monkey. I mean the blue one.
A blue monkey.
Script. Line, please. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Let me see the script. I'm not supposed to lose.
What movie was that from?
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
That's right.
Was that with,
Cary Elwes?
Why haven't we done that movie?
And Dave Chappelle.
Because we need to do the Russell Crowe one first.
Just do a Robin Hood marathon?
Like, we could one. We could do the animated one. We could do a mini one.
Kevin Costner.
Oh, shit.
Let's do the Robin Hood TV series.
What kind of monkey is that? Capuch. That's the monkey from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Isn't that a spider monkey?
No.
Yes.
Rip.
It's a capuchin, right? That's a capuchin.
I think so. I just know it as the Pirates of the Caribbean monkey.
That's the monkey you see in most things.
Yeah, it's probably easy to... It's like possibly easier to train than a fucking chimpanzee.
Oh shit, Granny's evil.
They're used as service animals and stuff.
Wait, so this mean that Granny was... that this entire time, Granny and Sylvester were Bill Goldberg and Steve Martin the entire time?
Also, Taz was Tweety the whole time as well.
It's so fucking weird. How the fuck did he fit in there?
Comedic effect. I don't fucking know.
Oh,
Please, Steve Martin, calm your shit. You're the scaring the children.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
This is a Star Wars reference. Holy.
Yeah.
Michael, what?
Search your feelings. You know it to be true. Thank you. Yeah. It's Michael Jordan.
Part of me wants to convince that Michael Jordan thing was legit straight ripped from Space Jam because they couldn't get. Because that looked like him circa 1996.
Oh, no, it was.
Okay.
That was they had the footage of him on a green screen from Space Jam.
That was awful. Is this just pandering at this point? Was it
the
all,
whole movie's
was it all
pa- just pandering? The whole movie's just pandering. That's all this movie is.
It was a lie.
By the way, that wasn't Crystal the monkey, who was the monkey, the capuchin you usually see and stuff. The capuchin who got her start in George of the Jungle. Starring...
Also starring Brendan Fraser. What?
Why does that devil have boobs?
Wait, what the fuck?
I don't know what's going on anymore.
What is happening?
I feel like
we
lost the plot
film?
At some point.
This is a human fly reference right here. Holy shit, what the fuck is going on?
You're right.
Oh my god, where's, fuck, what's his name? Kuhan, the biggest actor from 1993 to 1997. Jeff Goldblum.
By the way, wait, who has Jenna Elfman's legs?
I don't want to think about it. All of this was way too weird.
That shit went by way too fucking quickly. Like, what the fuck just happened? What did I witness?
That was really off-putting, actually. This is very weird.
Remember, kids, the line in the sand is the pendulum of doom. That's how you know it's overkill.
Speaking of pendulums of doom, Saw Marathon coming soon.
Nope. 2017.
No. God, this movie is so weird.
Oh, what a surprise. The villain turns on you, Brendan Fraser. Hey, looky. Kuhan is your favorite spirit animal. Marvin Martian's back.
No, you're waiting for a train. It's from Inception.
How can it be from Inception? Inception was after this.
Yes, it was. What's your point?
Fuck you. That's my point. Also, that bird was a clone from other birds.
Also, I'm sure this is the ship that the U raced in Space Jam.
Sure.
Why not? Is anything actually happening right now?
They're chasing Marvin the Martian down.
Yeah, but yes. What's Marvin the Martian doing with the blue monkey? What's the goal there?
Marvin...
Like, I don't know what the deal with that is. Oh, that's rude. That's one way to use a force field. Steve Martin, why are you walking like that? Please, stop it. Thank you for explaining it to me, because that was my actual question.
Also, I thought Bill Goldberg was back. I was like, no, this is not the bald dude with the beard. With the goatee. That's not Bill Goldberg.
No, he's right there. In the in the right.
Nope, stop. No. Stop.
It's Luke Cage, I'm telling you.
That, you know what? Yeah, that's you're officially that confirmed, because that's exactly what you would say, Topher.
What are you talking about?
Wait, what? Who's this?
I don't fucking. This is getting out of hand fast. I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore.
This got out of hand as soon as they reached a teleporter.
What the
fuck? No, as soon as they got even to when they got to the monkey shrine, that's when shit went crazy.
That is true.
I feel like the writer just gave up. Fuck it. Let's just throw things at the wall.
That's gonna roll down his window. That made no sense.
There's no wind in space.
I guess I owe you $5. What the fuck?
What the fuck is this movie we're watching? Da 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 da
da da.
That's a lot of fireworks and explosives.
Wait, why would you tie him up like this?
So he can't get out of it? If he can't use his arms, he can't do shit.
Right, but why did you tie him up facing each other?
Hey, how's it going? God, this is a total Austin Powers moment.
I don't even think Austin Powers has ever got this crazy.
I mean, I remember a character in, like, a Goldmember saying his father.
How did he get on the rope so easy?
Because main character syndrome.
At the rope.
Also, is this a fucking Transformer?
No, it's a robotic dog. Woof woof, motherfucker. I feel like I know this character.
I don't think this is a character.
Before it was a robot dog.
Kuhan, is this a character?
Not as far as I can recognize.
I think it's just
this was one of the smaller brown dogs. They just kind of turned him into a giant robot one for whatever reason.
Maybe.
What is even going on now?
I don't even know. This is just shenanigans.
Oh no. He's acquired a taste for flesh. Or at least to crunchy things.
Are we gonna get to see Daffy Duck's alter ego?
Duck Dodgers!
What's up, Darth? My bubble gun. Oh shit.
Oh my god. Wait, can they do this? Wait, what? Can they fucking... Okay.
It's, the Force for Dummies?
It's parody?
I'm reminded of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. George Lucas is gonna sue somebody.
Oh, they can sue Kevin Smith for that. They had Mark Hamill.
You know what? Thinking of
Hamill!
Looking at this finale, I think Brendan Fraser's getting flashbacks to The Mummy 2. It's a very similar ending. Tell me I'm not wrong. They're even using the same sound effects. Like, what the fuck?
It's a very specific measurement.
Like, what the fuck? Oh, there's Duck Dodgers.
Oh, shit.
Isn't he like a Green Lantern as well now? Isn't that a thing?
He was for one episode, and then he came back for Lego DC Super Heroes 3. Return to Gotham, I think it was called? Whatever it was called.
And
he was an unlockable character.
And if you don't know, Duck Dodgers is a play on Buck Rogers, a very famous serial from the 1930s, like when, you know, science fiction was the king of media. Enough,
also its own show / cartoon?
Buck Rogers. Yeah. But
Buck Rogers, of course, which was also one of the inspirations for Star Wars.
That and Flash Gordon and everything like that. Yeah. So, I can't wait to introduce you to the cheese that is Flash Gordon. That movie is pure 1980s cheese.
Flash!
Rest in peace, Freddie Mercury.
Savior of the universe!
Also, there's...
Ted Marathon confirmed.
Ted? No.
Yeah, man.
Not even a marathon.
Flash Gordon, Ted, and Ted 2.
What?
Well, you didn't know that Ted was a sequel to Flash Gordon?
Shut up, get out.
He's right. Have you ever actually seen Ted?
Direct sequel.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Flash Gordon comes back and Mark Wahlberg's like, thank you for saving every one of us. And he's just like, you're welcome. And he's like, yeah, he acknowledged it. I also really enjoyed Ted. The fuck is this shit?
The first one was pretty good. The second one was pretty bad.
I've yet to see the second one. The concept seems kind of dumb, though. So I'm going to take your word for it.
Well, yeah, there's no Mila Kunis.
That is also a really weird thing, that they didn't bring her back.
She probably wanted more money and they didn't want to give it to her.
Apparently they didn't even ask her.
Oh.
That's just the worst.
Yeah, it was like they decided that her character didn't make sense with the story they wanted to tell in this movie. I was like, wait, what? But then don't make the movie.
But she was an integral part of the last movie.
Yeah, maybe write a different story then.
And the entire point of that movie... Well, I'm not going to spoil it in this commentary. Oh, shit. Bugs got saved by...
and then the Captain Star Wars references.
God, this movie is so weird. Why does the monkey have glasses, too?
Because it's Steve Martin now.
Yeah. Why does he have monkey-sized handcuffs?
He's a spy, so he's prepared for all
situations.
Don't
shut up! You can't just prepare for when the supervillain turns into a monkey.
Spies are prepared for every scenario, and if you have to fight a monkey, you have to have monkey-sized handcuffs. You gotta be prepared. That's like having sex with a condom. It's enjoyable, but it's gonna probably come bite you in the ass in 9 months, just like what a monkey will. It's gonna break out of prison. It's gonna come fuck your face up.
Wait, hold on. But who was Mary though?
I have no idea.
How is this movie not over yet?
Oh, I thought we were gonna get a Flash Gordon reference right there.
Oh, that's rude. God, what's even going on anymore? I don't know.
I feel like Daffy is the ultimate contrarian. He has to argue with somebody.
Rabbit season.
Do you think he's the Donald Trump of the Warner Brothers cartoons? Like, just arguing with everybody?
No, Donald's a different duck.
That's right. No, that'd be Scrooge McDuck.
Yay, Daffy was a hero.
And then the whole thing was a movie.
So wait, was that Brendan Fraser the whole time?
Or was it a stunt double?
He unzips the zipper on the back of his head and it's just Steve Martin again.
Oh no, that's Brendan Fraser.
Yep.
What?
Because remember, he's the stunt double. So he did all the action scenes.
God. And then Brendan Fraser finds a Brendan Fraser in the face.
This shit's
and that's
meta.
The end of Brendan Fraser's career.
That one gif. That one, just that gif.
My word, what?
This is a weird way to end the movie, I'm not gonna lie. Also, is that Sylvester? It looks like Sylvester, but just fat and orange.
So not
it's Sylvester. Rude.
Okay. Maybe he got a tan.
All cats matter.
Been with the fat shaming, too.
That was yours. That was you who said that, Kuhan, not me.
Oh shit! He's gonna do the thing!
So.
That's over. So I think I can see why it didn't do that well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Looney Tunes back in action. Gohan, you are a guest once again. This movie's just crazy, just fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't good. It was not good.
Real talk. Let's work up a treatment to see if one of those will make that Dwayne the Rock Johnson Looney Tunes movie. Like, legit. Just have him write everything. It'd be great. It's comedy gold.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, gentlemen, before we get out of here?
This movie was not good. Like, it made no sense for the most part. It was just a lot of pandering. They just kind of shoved a plot in that made no sense.
So a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Like, they could have done a plot that would make more sense akin to the Looney Tunes, not just have Brandon Fraser or, like, involve the real world. I don't fucking know. Spies. The fuck is even going on? That we could have had, like, Daffy Duck become Dick Tracy for all I care.
That last 30 minutes was gold, though.
Remember when Daffy Duck was Dick Tracy? Duck Tracy, as he was called?
I feel like they've been everything at some point. Yeah, this movie sucks. This is pretty bad, but I wanted to do it anyways. So, yeah, thank you for listening, Kuhan. Thank you for joining us at the last minute.
Yep.
Figured, fuck it, why not? We learned some things, but hey, at the end of the day, this is your homework, kids. Go, if you're listening, go watch some classic Tex Avery, Warner Bros. Cartoons, Bugs Bunny.
By the way, this movie actually killed the plans for multiple Warner Brothers shorts. They were going to have a bunch of shorts in the works that they canceled all of because of how poorly this movie did.
Wow. Like little short movies or just like shorts on like they would show on Cartoon Network or something?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, that's disappointing. Well, I think even in the modern day, you can still make a movie like this. Obviously, they're going to do it because they're making Space Jam 2.
And we'll see that with Space Jam 2 coming soon to a theater near you.
Maybe. Yeah, now LeBron James actually won a title. It actually, like, several championships, it actually feel like something versus, like, they would have done it, like, say, 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, rather. That'll do it for this week. We already have the movie picked up for next week. Next week, Dragon and I return to a dystopian future. We're finally going to conclude the Terminator franchise, because good Lord knows, that franchise needs to be put out of its misery. Next week, Mr. Dragon and I team up for Terminator Genesis.
Kuhan
won't be there, because I'm not going to put him through that misery.
It's
actually a lot better than you think it is.
Kuhan, plug your shit before we go.
www.iamkuhan.com is where you can
buy our t-shirts.
Yes. Buy the t-shirts.
He never plugs that shit unless you're here, I find. So, word to note.
Spreadshirt.com/something.
I'm Kuhan.
I don't know. I'm Kuhan. Right. Is that what it is? Cool.
I think so.
Dragon, plug shit.
I am on the Twitch and the Twitter under the same handle as MrDragon01. Watch my streams whenever I'm on.
And Kuhan will probably be back either when I decide to do Speed Racer, because this motherfucker loves Speed Racer, yes, like, I legit. Do. So, Kuhan will either be back for Speed Racer, or if we get to it this year, which we might, because I don't really want to push it off to 2017, probably for Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, the theatrical cut. I know I said the ultimate cut, but none of us got 3 hours. Nobody got time for that.
If you want to hear my commentary of the ultimate cut, go to mfsf.website.
It's already out, so if you want to hear his thoughts, and I think we'll plug it then. But yeah, so Kuhan probably the return for
Major
League. Like we need to do Major. We were supposed to do Sandlot.
Yeah,
but I got lost up in the schedule. That was on my end. But whatever. Kuhan will probably return with either Speed Racer or Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, the theatrical cut. But yeah, come back next week as we fucking we see that John Connor's a Terminator. That's not a spoiler because the trailer showed it to you. It's true. Thank you for listening. Twitter.com/MarvelZiggy for all updates on future commentaries. If you have a commentary, I don't really say this much, but fucking tell us. Now that we're not really doing marathons anymore, since I think the only two big marathons we need to do are Fast and the Furious and Harry Potter. Like, I know Lord of the Rings.
Indiana Jones.
We still need to do our live day of just Lord of the Rings commentaries.
Yeah, but that's not like that's three movies. Harry Potter is eight movies.
Scooby Doo.
Yeah, but the eight Harry Potter movies aren't as long as one Lord of the Rings movie.
They're like 3 hours long. They're like 3 hours long.
They're like four.
For the Harry Potter movies?
Incredibly long.
They're like the Harry Potter movies are like 3 hours long. They're pretty long movies. Especially the first ones, first couple ones. But either way, so like the next two big marathons
we're going to do
are no, we're not doing a DC month. We just do whatever we want. Whatever. The point is, and of course, the point is we can do a lot of superhero shit. Don't expect Captain America: Civil War this year.
The Andy Griffith Show is on Netflix.
Don't expect X-Men Apocalypse. That's probably going to be pushed to the beginning of 2017. Just like we did last year when we opened up with Age of Ultron and Ant-Man, so we'll probably do the same similar thing with opening up with Marvel movies to start the year. So let's get the fuck out of here. I got shit to do. Remember, everybody, to stay marvelous. I'm the Marvel Ziggy.
I'm Mr. Dragon.
I'm Kuhan.
That's all, folks.
#GetBenPied.
That's all, folks.